And I think we've got, As the Worm Turns. And Lance, are you on the line?
How are you, Campbell?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
Just fine. Loving this fall weather.
Yeah, I got a little nippy.
Did you get a frost down in Grand Junction?
No.
No.
No, and the low I, 35 or so was the lowest I saw in a couple nights up here, so. So I've been up here for a couple days.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So what does all this mean for the garden this time of year?
Well, means time. Yeah, the season's coming to a close.
Heck, it just got started.
Yeah, that's sometimes it feels like that. But, I mean, it's sort of the what I do. I mean, I actually covered what needs to be covered. I let the squash vines freeze because the first frost usually just gets the leaves.
Yeah.
And then I just leave those vines on, or the squash vines, squash on the vines for another week or so. Depending, if it's going to get really cold, I'll harvest them.
Right.
But, and so to keep a the light frost off of them, I actually cover them individually or groups. I have blankets or burlap, that kind of stuff, and I just cover them.
And what's your elevation there?
62.
6,200, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's up there. That's pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, but, you know, all the cabbages and kale and beets and that kind of stuff, I covered them to keep a hard frost off of them, but they really like this kind of weather, cool and moist. And
squash like that?
The squash?
Yeah.
No, they want it hot and dry.
Yeah, but what is it that likes the cool?
The kohlrabi, the beets, the carrots, the cabbage, the kale.
Yeah, they probably flourish.
Yeah, the spinach is just really doing well. The peas are doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things, they just really like this. I had mentioned, I don't know, a month or so ago with Patrick about cutting the asparagus down and within a week or two, you would have asparagus to eat. I don't know if anybody did that. I didn't do it at that time, but I had time to clean up, so I cut the asparagus down, and I have asparagus to eat, and that was just 2 weeks ago. So it does work if you want a little extra asparagus.
Well, anytime.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I had a question about that for you. If someone has some property with wild asparagus on it, is it not wise to use goats or sheep to mow it down? Will you lose the asparagus is, I guess, my question.
Well, if you did it in the spring, yes. But if you do it now, it's not going to hurt it.
Yeah, all the energy's in the roots,
I guess. Yeah, going down into the roots. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But if you wanted it with the springtime, you'd have to get the goats out of there.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think sheep would touch it. I don't know about cattle or horses. But I know goats will eat anything.
Anything. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
They eat cans? I think I remember eating cans. No, I'm just kidding about that.
That's great.
So what other kind of preparations, are you looking to do now that it's chilling down?
Yeah, well, I'm actually, of all things, I'm going to plant wheat today.
Oh, cover crop?
No, wheat for grain, winter wheat. Turkey red. So I'm going to plant that. The planting calendar starting this afternoon goes into fruit period of cycle, and for the next 2 or 3 days it's fruit planting. And our grain, anything that has to do with seeds is considered a fruit.
So if you do it for seed, now when are you going to harvest that?
July.
Wow, so that's kind of a long time.
Yeah, that's when it's planted.
Uh-huh. So what's the advantage of planting now versus in the spring?
Well, there's different types of wheat, and this is you've heard of winter grains.
Yes.
And that's somewhat of a misnomer. Really, the grains are planted in the fall. They come up to, maybe 2 inches, 3 inches. That's about what you want. And then they just sit there all winter long. And what they're using is technically the winter grains are dry land farmed. You don't have to water them, or very little.
Uh-huh.
And that's really their advantage. So they come up with the fall moisture, and we've had good fall moisture this year.
Yes.
And I might water them once this fall. There's mm-hmm. so much moisture out there, I might not. We'll just see how it goes in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then in the springtime, it will depend on how much snow and moisture we have, but I wouldn't even consider watering it until April, maybe May.
Uh-huh.
And then one more time after that, and then you just let them dry out.
Huh. Well, I learn something every day.
Yeah. So, anyways, the other things, I start doing the countdown. I mentioned that a while ago. So I don't have to mow anymore.
Yay.
Mow no more. I did my last round of manure tea on the fall crop stuff.
Yeah.
And let's see. I've been spraying this organic thing. Spinosad is the actual ingredient, but it's spraying for the leaf miners on the spinach and beet greens and Swiss chard. That's the main.
What did you call them? Leaf miners?
The leaf miners that chew up those leaves on the spinach and beet greens and Swiss chard.
Oh, don't sound good.
Yeah, no, no. And the other thing I did is lots of times your the brassicas, mm-hmm. Broccoli, cauliflower, kale, collards, that kind of stuff will get aphids in the fall. It's funny, I have three different patches of kale, and one has aphids, and the cabbage don't have any aphids, and either do the kohlrabi, but just this one spot. So, got to keep your eyes on that.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're busily at work, even though it seems like they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think they'd like the warmer weather, but it showed they're a gray aphid, and they show up in the fall when it's cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of weather that they really like.
And then what are they? They start just degrading the quality of the...
Well, they're sucking juice, yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. The leaves start to curl, deformed. The plant doesn't grow as well. Those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah, well, that's about it. And what beautiful day out there. And
yeah.
I'm going to go harvest pole beans that were for seed. Uh-huh. That's my next project.
All right. Well, and we're going to continue doing programs through October. Is that right?
Actually, it's the entire winter.
Oh, really?
Because you didn't play it, but there's Underwriter where As the Worm Turns.
Oh, well, I've got it coming up.
Okay. Okay, good.
So, okay, Lance, thanks a lot, and you have a wonderful outdoor day today.
I will. All right, you guys take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you next time.